You're listening to New England Public Radio. I'm Kari Njeri. People addicted to opioids often stay under the radar until it's too late. Health leaders are developing ways not just to get drug users help, but to keep them alive until they're ready to get clean. In one type of outreach gaining traction around Massachusetts, police officers collaborate with public health departments. New England Public Radio's Karen Brown looks at the breakthroughs and challenges of this approach.
Emily Legavietz has to sign visitors into her recovery program in a grand Victorian house run by the Gondra Center in Holyoke.
K-A-R-Y-N?
K-A-R-E-N.
She's been living here since getting out of a detox program last fall. She had to give up her phone for 2 weeks and only just got car privileges.
We got 24, 48, 72-hour passes.
At 29, she doesn't mind the restrictions. She's grateful she's alive to follow them after a decade of serious addiction.
I had gone down a pretty dark path at that time.
Legavietz traces her turnaround to a 911 call last year in Ware, Massachusetts. High on heroin, she'd stolen her mother's car. And when she returned it a few hours later, Officer John Casella was waiting in the driveway. In the past, he might have immediately read her her rights.
Because for the longest time, the whole idea was, you know, arrest, arrest.
Instead, Casella tapped on the car window and told Legavietz she wasn't in trouble. She didn't believe him.
Yeah, I sat in my car actually and closed the window on him a couple times, and then I opened it a crack, like, what do you want? And he stood there patiently and he said, you know, I'm here to help you. I want to help you. And I would roll up my window and look the other way.
Through the glass, he explained he was part of a program called the Drug Addiction and Recovery Team, known as DART, and asked if he could try her another time.
He came back to my house again and again and again.
This is fairly typical for the DART program, a recent partnership between police and public health. For people using drugs, a 911 call is often the first time they get on the radar of any authority. In Legavietz's case, it was for theft. In many cases, the call is for an overdose. Traditionally, if the person survived, they were charged with possession or sent to the hospital.
That's what you did. Those were your two options.
Northampton officer Adam Van Buskirk wanted a new option. In 2016, he worked with the city health department to train police on a voluntary basis in the DART approach. After the immediate crisis is over, DART officers follow up and offer help. That could be a warm bed for the night, the name of a recovery coach, or a ride to detox. They'll also refer people to needle exchange and give out the overdose rescue drug, Narcan.
That way, if there is a day where you do want to stop using drugs and you do want to get into recovery, you're going to be alive to see that day.
DART operates in 13 cities and towns in Hampshire County, and it's expanding into Hamden County. More than 150 communities across Massachusetts have adopted their own versions. But even as police get used to this non-judgmental role, it's not always an easy sell to drug users.
And some people are very open and they'll talk to you. Other people, get out of here. I don't want to help. You know, stupid cops, get out of here, whatever.
Jeffrey Goulet is a DART officer in South Hadley.
And not everyone's at that point in their life where they want to stop. So that's kind of another thing that we learn, just the way people think as far as the people who are using.
Like many drug users, Emily Legavietz's addiction started with a painkiller prescription, then illegal pills she bought on the street.
I was seeing thousands and thousands of, blue little Perc 30s right in front of my face, and I was going to be sick the next day if I didn't have more.
By the time she stole her mother's car, she'd lost her job, her apartment, her fiancé, and she hadn't taken a shower in 6 months.
I mean, I bathed myself, like, at the sink. I didn't brush my teeth for weeks at a time.
But even after Officer Casella responded to her mother's 911 call, she wasn't ready to accept help, certainly not from law enforcement.
At first, I definitely was skeptical, like, oh, my God, officer who? I'm going to call an officer for help and admit that I have a problem.
When Casella showed up, Legavietz would often pretend not to be home. But after several weeks, Casella talked her into going with him to Dunkin' Donuts, where he introduced her to a recovery coach named Susan Daly. They gave Legavietz a little care package.
Fidget spinners, hand sanitizer, just all stuff with a DART logo on it.
And they gave her a plastic bottle of Narcan, which she didn't want her parents to see. She threw it in her bedroom trash. She did start meeting with Daly, but didn't stop using drugs.
You know, she knew something wasn't right. You could see in my face and my weight and just everything that I wasn't okay.
Most DART officers and coaches say they've had to accept this roller coaster of addiction, the relapses, the sad endings.
That's the most frustrating part, is like you don't want to see anybody fail.
Officer Goulet.
We drove one guy all the way up to Pittsfield to go to the hospital there because he's like, I want to get treatment. This is it. This is my time. I hit rock bottom, ready to go. Then he was up there for a few days. He called here like, yeah, I'm doing good. And then all of a sudden he went off the radar.
LaGaviette's was almost one of those sad endings. Last August, about 6 months after she first got involved with the DART program, she was doing heroin alone at her father's house in Ware.
I started to feel, you know, something going through my body, like an electric shock almost, and then my heart, it would be zinging through my body, and then it would go zzz, and then it would hit my heart, and my heart would beat real fast. And I started to be unable to breathe. I was dripping sweat, and I said to myself, oh my God, I'm having an overdose.
That's when she remembered the Narcan she'd been given.
I found the Narcan in my trash. I opened it up, and I Narcan myself.
She called out to her iPhone and asked Siri to call an ambulance. From the ER, she called her coach, Susan Daly.
And I was crying because I really wanted to tell her that she saved my life.
LaGaviette's felt like she'd been through a tornado.
And all that was left in the center was me in like a vast land of ruin, you know, and having Susan and Officer Casella there, it's life-changing.
That was the moment she decided to accept their help for real. Daly helped her get into a 10-day detox program, supporting her through 5 difficult days on the waiting list. From there, LaGaviette's went into a 30-day rehab, then the recovery house, where she expects to stay until next fall.
It doesn't get pretty messy, especially with someone like me who doesn't know.
Almost a year since that first 911 call, LaGaviette's and Officer Casella go to weekly pottery class together in Ware.
What was the purpose of this now? Just to get the air bubbles out?
Yeah, you have to...
Casella takes people here on his own time, an activity to fill their pleasure center in place of drugs.
It's like when you're a little kid and you play with Play-Doh, you know what I mean?
But for grown-ups.
Yeah.
They talk a bit about her recovery. Casella hadn't seen LaGaviette since the overdose. But mostly they sit on neighboring pottery wheels, throwing down lumps of wet clay.
Watch out for his splash. It's dangerous.
Way off.
That's okay. Do it again.
Not all Casella's relationships are this close. He says he's reached out to about 60 overdose survivors. Only half of them got back to him, and fewer still stay in touch.
Sometimes they tell me they're not doing so good, and so we figure out what we can do from there.
Like, this looks perfect to me, you know what I mean?
Right. As LaGaviette shapes her clay bowl, she says she feels healthy, but she can't predict how she'll be doing next week or next month. She nods over to her purse.
I have Narcan right there in my bag all the time. You know, I'll never hide Narcan again.
And if she or anyone else has to call 911, she won't turn down the help again either. For New England Public Radio, I'm Karen Brown.